Usability of three-wheeled mobility device securement systems on public transit buses. Brittany Perez, OTD, Lydia Kocher, Meta Namaid, Victor Pakae, PhD, James Lenker, PhD Center for Inclusive Design and Environmental Access, State University of New York at Buffalo. Abstract: participants who use wheeled mobility devices completed usability testing of three different wheelchair securement systems to determine which system would perform best in regular public transportation use. A conventional forward-facing four-point securement system, four-point, a three-point forward-facing compartment system, Q-pod, and an automated rear-facing securement system, Quantum, were compared. Results of the study indicated that the Quantum securement system was preferred by the majority of wheeled mobility device users in the study, while the participants, on average, reported feeling safe in each of the securement systems and that all systems would be acceptable for regular use. They rated the Quantum as easier to use, faster to use, and requiring less assistance to use. These results are important for future development of wheelchair securement systems to increase compatibility with more diverse mobility devices, provide increased independence for passengers using mobility devices, and decrease dwell time and physical effort for bus operators in public transit. Acknowledgement: the authors would like to thank Ed Steinfeld for the use of the Idea Center Lab and his advice and guidance. We would also like to thank Cassandra Kern and Jordana Mazel for their assistance with data collection, and Hemchen Subrayan for his assistance with the study setup. The authors also acknowledge Qstrain for their donation of each of the three securement systems for installation on the bus simulator. This research was developed under a grant from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, NIDILRR grant number 90RE5011-01-00. NIDILRR is a center within the Administration for Community Living, ACL, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The contents of this research do not necessarily represent the policy of NIDILRR, ACL, HHS, and you should not assume endorsement by the federal government.